Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Tyrone Prince?
Yes, hi, it's me.
Hi, Tyrone, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, it's good to hear. And before anything else, too, I just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. So I do see here you spoke with one of our specialists. You requested to discontinue services with us, but of course you were already told that an option to put the account on pause is possible too, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, so if I get it correct, you wanted to put it on pause because you would like to see if business is going to pick up after the elections.
Right?
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. Now, when it comes to that, too, Tyrone, of course, we do understand your decision, and this is where we come in and provide you options, okay? This is where we come in and give you the best option, so it'll be good for you and your business. Now, one thing I noticed is that you just recently paid for your month subscription. That means your current subscription is going to be good up until the 19th of August. With that, the best option would be first for you to make use of the month that you paid for, and then we put it on pause before the 19th of August. We don't need to give you a call. We could just simply get into your page and then, you know, put it on pause.
Well, the reason why, excuse me.
Sure.
Yeah, they're not generating, you know, any income to pay for this. So I'm not even generating money to pay for this. So, you know, I don't see why I need to continue, you know, just spending money and I'm not getting anything in return. That's not making sense to me. That's not business ethic. But you're talking about going another whole month almost and, you know, hopefully something happens. You know, which I hope something will, but, you know, and stuff, but that's not guaranteed, you know, and stuff.
Yes, I do get your point about it too, Tyrone, which is why we do have here another option for you. Because again, you wanted to put it on pause and see if the business picks up after election. However, the best way we could go for it with that is if we put it on pause, if you decide to put it on pause today, what I would recommend to do instead is to allocate your budget to run your website only. So at least from the time that it's being on pause, your website stays up and that there's something about the business online that, well, you know, that potential customers are able to see. Now, the payment that was just recently made is actually good for, let me see, because we run websites at $49 monthly, including the call tracking and the call tracking reading. We could allocate that amount to run your website for 5 months. So we'll put the rest of the services on pause for 5 months, but the website will be running within the 5 month pause that we will be doing.
And what is that going to cost me?
Oh, no, it's not going to cost you anything. However, the budget or the recent payments that you did, we can allocate that to run the website. So we'll do some reallocation of the budget. No bill is coming out within the 5 day, five months paused, but the website is running. The good thing about keeping the website is, again, there's something online that potential customers can see when it comes to searching for the services you're offering within a five-month time frame. Our website is also a landing page. So when potential customers types in the services and your website shows up, it brings them to a page on your website regarding the services they're searching, and you also get to continue to receive leads from the website. So that's going to be the two options I would recommend. Either we pause it before the 19th, or let's just switch your budget to do hosting for 5 months. We'll call you back before the 5 month time frame is up and see how you wish to proceed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
Should we go ahead and do that? Like the allocation of reallocation of the budget?
I think that will work.
Yeah, it's really good to keep a website for your business.
72. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. Starting now, I'll send a request for reallocation. I'll send a request for that, and then we'll get your website running in 5 months, and that should be good up until, let me see. This is July, so before the 19th of December, we'll give you a call. But again, okay. From today up until the 19th of December, that we will be running your website, you don't need to pay anything. And you get full customer support, too, when it comes to the website. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Do you want to keep the call tracking, by the way, so I could go ahead and keep it as well, in case?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, yeah, definitely, if I can. If not, yeah, don't worry about it. But, yeah, if I can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. No worries at all. So, again, we'll keep the website under call tracking. I'll do the process now. Website stays live. We'll call you back before the 19th of December. All
okay.
good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ben, and talk to you before the 19th of December. By the way, your website is, let me see, we'll keep TyroneAppliancerepair.com. Okay?
Right, TyroneAppliancerepair.com. Okay.
And you can continue to use that. You can continue to promote your website because it's going to stay live. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
No worries.
And so the money that the 240, 250 bucks, let's say 50, 250 bucks, that's going to go towards this 5 months.
Running the website.
Right?
That should be about 5 months of running the website. Okay. Since running the website would cost $49 monthly.
Okay. I got you. Okay, well, I appreciate that because, you know, I mean, things are really slow. I mean, I know what's going on. I'm not, you know, blind to what's happening in the world because if you don't get him out of that office, man, it's going to be a whole lot worse. But hopefully we got somebody in the room that's going to take, going to, you know, get in there and get this country turned back around where people will be happy and be able to spend money mm-hmm. again and, you know, and stuff. Because right now it's just horrible. I mean, I'm hearing the same story. Every customer house I go in, you know, the ones I do go in, you know, they can afford spend a little bit of money, but most of them can't because they always, you know, want to know how much you charge, you make a pay, you know, I can't make no money doing that. I keep doing these discounts and I'm going to go broke.
I'm just trying to
help people, you know.
But again, the good thing about keeping the website, Tyrone, is that since the website is live, I mean, there's still some kind of like marketing for the business because the website shows up online and you get full customer support. So whenever you do have concerns about the website, if you want to make some edits, some changes, depending on, you know, maybe you want to offer some promotions or anything maybe, and, you know, just let us know.
Right.
We'll further assist you. Okay. Again, you get full customer support and you still continue to access the website through the local / dashboard.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we get to pick up with, you know, the services and by December we could get the full marketing back up again.
Back up.
Look
yeah.
forward to okay. that. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you working with me.
All right. Cool. So, yes, I've sent the request, and again, we'll talk to you before the 19th of December. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, Tyrone.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.